Hello, 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 and welcome to the edition of A Quick Pint. Now, an interesting new paper has just dropped called Understanding Left-Wing Authoritarians, Relations to Dark Personality Traits, Altruism at Social Justice Commitment by Anne Crispens and Alex Bertrams in Current Psychology. And it makes some very interesting points, which back up what I've been showing evidence for a long time on here, which is that being a radical leftist that goes on about social justice and morality and how you're more moral than everybody else and you go on marches and all this kind of stuff, is entirely disingenuous, that these people are not the kind, lovely, committed people that they make out to be, that they have absolutely no interest in the good of other people, and that they are, well, it makes the point, they are narcissists, and not just that, they are psychopaths. And this is important to be aware of. I think we have just passed the third anniversary of the death of George Floyd, in which you saw all of these self-righteous, moralising people going around saying that they were better than everybody else and intimidating other people and smashing stuff up and so forth. And they're not like this at all. They're very unpleasant people. And increasingly, the studies are just proving this again and again and again. And yet we are in the thrall of these people. These people, via their Twitter mobs and via whatever else, basically hold a society to ransom via intimidation. So it's really worth knowing about. Anyway, the study looked at a US sample, two nearly representative US samples, it said, of 391 and 377 people. And the covariates they used, i.e. the controls which they put in, were gender, age, tendency towards saying the socially desirable thing, and tendency towards virtue signalling. And what they found was that being a left-wing authoritarian, i.e. of the kind that's involved in the woke mobs and so forth, that wants everybody to behave in certain ways and will cancel them for not doing so, this is defined as being anti-convention. I assume this means anti-convention in some kind of traditional sense, being in favour of top-down censorship, and engaging in anti-hierarchical aggression or feeling aggression towards hierarchies. Again, I assume it means traditional hierarchies rather than any hierarchy that might be set up by the left. Such people have a desire to punish those that are in positions of power, and they feel a sense of moral superiority, and they will go so far as to support violence in pursuit of this of their supposed left-wing desires. Now, what was found was that being a left-wing revolutionary of this kind was associated with two key things, with antagonistic narcissism and with psychopathy. So antagonistic narcissism is that you are entitled, you are arrogant, you are low in trust, you are low in empathy, you are a thrill seeker, and you have grandiose fantasies and whatever else, and you will react with intense anger to people that puncture this, that question you in any way. This is as distinct from what you might call neurotic narcissism, which is that you are very high in shame, and you're an extremely unhappy person. You're very low in indifference, so you get sort of triggered easily, and you crave admiration to deal with your own neuroticism. It's separate from that. These people are not necessarily that high in neuroticism. They're simply very angry people. So that was the first finding. Secondly, they measured these people on social justice commitment and on altruism, and they found that social justice commitment and altruism were not related at all to being a left-wing authoritarian. Those two facets are not associated with being a left-wing authoritarian at all. So they're clearly not genuine. These are people who engage in the behaviour that they do in order to attain power and influence and whatever. And that is how the authors summarise it. They say they use activism as a way of endorsing or exercising violence against others in order to satisfy their own ego. Their own ego-focused needs. So what you have then is what they call a dark ego vehicle principle, which is that people that are high in these dark triad traits of psychopathy, which is that you're just a selfish, nasty person, essentially, and a thrill seeker, and narcissism, is that they will latch on to something that fulfills their needs. And what they also found, interestingly, was when you if you just look at the sample in general, then being a left-wing authoritarian doctrine is associated with neurotic narcissism, with this this fundamentally low self-esteem and therefore a desire to deal with this via being morally superior and having admiration. But if you control for things such as age, and perhaps you go through a phase of being neurotic in certain age periods and whatever, and sex and other covariates, then no, it changes over and the relationship is much more clearly with an antagonistic narcissism. It's the more sort of puffed up, arrogant kind of narcissism that's associated with these forms of behaviour. And similarly, it found that when you control for other aspects of the dark triad, so let's say you just look at Machiavellians, if you just control for Machiavellianism, just look at that, then the key thing that predicts being a left-wing authoritarian is that you're high in psychopathic traits. So there's a lot of research. There's some research that's indicated that it's the right, the far right, that are high in psychopathic traits, and this indicates that when you control for these kinds of variables, what comes through is two things: is the more psychopathic form of narcissism, where you manipulate people and you have low empathy and whatever, and just basically psychopathy. And then when you don't impose those controls, it's neuroticism. So that's a very interesting finding. So we need to remember this: that what you're dealing with is when these people who will moralise and will go on and on about how moral they are and how good they are and how we need to, for the good of society and for the good of all the little people, we need to have an authoritarian state which shuts down dissent, which calls disagreement hate speech and all this kind of thing. These people are psychopaths who see this as a means to get what they want, which is just power, basically, and over other people. That is what they are. And when you see them interviewed on TV talking about hate speech or talking about anything else that's going to suppress others, these are psychopaths. And in the history of humanity, we have successfully suppressed psychopaths. That's why we've got as far as we have. And we need to think about how we're going to continue doing that. Okay, tally-ho, I will see you all soon, and goodbye.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!